Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your Yarn Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. That's BBM Bumbleybit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have your saying yarn up strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across this beautiful country of ours. Welcome back. Have you say, National Talk Black, yarn up strong. All right, very sad. 134 lives lost, drowning, death surge over summer. We are in summer. We're at the Christmas festivities, parties galore and what have you. So getting close to pools and beaches and in the water and celebrating. But we need to be very, very careful. Look, with that, we're going to catch up a yarn there with RJ Houston, our General Manager, Capability and Industry at Royal Life Saving. And we do have RJ on the line. RJ, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you, Trevor?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Where are you based, RJ?
I'm based in Melbourne.
Melbourne. All right. Thank you very much. Here in Cairns, North Queensland, look, it's hot up this way. And so, well, across the country, this big island, Australia, we love the water. Festive times, you know, beaches, what have you, swimming pools, creeks. But it's sad. 134 lives lost, drowning deaths, surge over summer. So we need to, of course, bring those numbers down to zero. That's the goal, isn't it?
Look, absolutely. It's a real tragedy. Unfortunately, last summer, one person drowned every day. And unfortunately, that sort of holiday period when, you know, kids are on school holidays is, you know, there's a spike over that sort of time between Christmas and New Year's. So it's a really sobering statistic. And it's really important that folks heading out in on and around the water take care. Up in the north end there, you know, there's obviously a number of wonderful creeks and other sort of inland waterways to cool off in, and you know, particularly when it's quite humid and in that sort of wet season, they're great places to be. But that rain can also bring a number of you know, increased water flow, debris, hazards, that kind of thing moving through the water. So it's really important that that your listeners, when they do head out to go in on and around the water, that they decide who will be actively supervising children before they head out. It's even a momentary distraction or lapse in supervision can be fatal. Children drown very quickly and very silently, so it's really important to keep an eye, keep watch of children at all times.
It's only a split second, isn't it, RJ?
Look, absolutely it is, and it's a silent process. People think there's going to be noise and screaming, but it's obviously not the case because they're, you know, gasping for air, so it happens very, very quickly. And the other thing, unfortunately, is that alcohol and drugs are a factor in a lot of drowning incidents. So it's really important to avoid any alcohol before and during swimming, boating, or even when supervising children around water. Just stay off any alcohol and drugs before heading around the water. And then the other one is, unfortunately, there's a lot of incidents tied to boating, fishing, and kayaking. So if you are boating, fishing, and kayaking, it's so important to wear a life jacket and to never go alone. Always plan to swim, boat, paddle, or fish with someone else. And just let someone know if you're leaving on a, you know, a fishing trip or something like that. Just let someone know where you're going to be and what time you're going to get back so that they can raise an alarm if need be if you haven't turned up.
It's about communication, thing, course, I was just thinking, hey, it's about communication and planning is what I'm picking up.
Well, that's it, yeah. So a lot of the drowning prevention activities happen way before you actually get to the water. It's about planning, it's about communication, like you said, and just thinking ahead about, you know, the many hazards that can be present and just being a little bit flexible. And, of course, if, you know, folks are heading out to the beach or, you know, try and swim at a patrol location, or if they're heading south over the holiday period, or if they're based in a southern area where there are, you know, life-saving services on the beaches, Always swim between the red and yellow flags, yes, because the lifeguards can't save you if they can't see you.
Exactly. So when you look at the rules and regulations, they're all in place to keep us all safe, and it's up to us to abide by those rules and regulations.
Look, absolutely. And, you know, for older adults, last summer they were particularly vulnerable, so 39% of last summer's drowning deaths were people aged 55 and over.
Yeah.
And the other one is, you know, visitors, right? So people that are born overseas, and, you know, there's a lot of tourists that come to the Cairns area. So if you see people that look unfamiliar with the area or the water, it's always a good idea to give them to give them some advice. Unfortunately, people born overseas accounted for 27% of deaths,
yes,
drowning deaths last summer. So it's really important that we take care of ourselves and our loved ones, but also also provide some, you know,
visitors and what have you, you know. But even the locals, we need to be aware. If you're swimming in a known creek, but if there's rains and a bit of floods and what have you, debris and what have you are moving beneath the water. So look before you leap, so to speak.
Look, absolutely. And you know, with that rainy season as well, sometimes the roads get flooded and things like that. And so, you know, it's really important, you know, never to drive through floodwater or play or swim in floodwater under the surface. You know, sometimes a road can erode away, or there's pests and debris and things moving through the water. So yeah, it's really critical just to stay away from floodwater altogether and wait till the floodwaters recede before.
Ajay, those numbers you're talking about, 134 lost lives, was that back in 2023, was it? Was that for the whole year?
This was last summer, so the 23-24 summer period.
Okay. And that's usually from about December to about February, isn't it?
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
So 134 too many, my friend. But look, thank you for your yarn and the fact that we're having a yarn here. People are driving the car, they listen to the yarns. Well, yeah, let's be careful out there. The heat is on, but let's be careful of the water and work together as a family, as a unit, team effort. But thank you for your yarn. RJ, all the best to you and your team, and we'll yarn soon, eh?
Thank you so much for your time, Trevor.
Thank you. Take care, RJ. Bye-bye.
Cheers.
Beautiful yarn there. RJ Houston, his name is, General Manager and Capability and Industry at Royal Life Saving. So it's very sad. 134 lives have lost. Drowning death surge over summer. That was last summer from 23 to 24 February. And now we are in that period right now. So let's keep the numbers down. It's 134 too many. Have you saying yarn up strong? Add to the conversation here. National Talk Black. Daily number here, 1-800-422-416.
Take me home. on your mom, it's me, Bushtaka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Mara Sound Production.
When I was a young boy,
I used to watch my old man. Daddy, can you lend me Badu song? And speak wah wah, you no forget my boy. You like them Badu man, I say. Nah. And speak, I go sing you this song. This song is called the German Mache. Na kizaka, misaka, maika, na paiki waura baruya. Uba zena kairama.
Come from if
you stop in this place, we become one. All my ballers and sissies, yeah, we come one. If you wanna come raid, yeah, we listen. 4871, we be on a mission. And if you're not there, then you'll be missing. We be raging all night long, every day to the break of dawn. So come along and take the floor, cause we can rock it out to our favorite song.
Come on, show me what you really got.
Yeah, like that.
Come on, show me what you really got. 4871, show me what you really
yeah,
got.
Like that.
4871, show me what you really got. Come on, show me what you really
yeah,
got.
Like that.
Come on, show me what you really got. 4871, show me what you really
yeah,
got.
Like
4871, show me what you really got.
We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor, Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416, 98.7 FM, BBM.
There is of our oral history. Pass your story to the children of tomorrow.
You're strong, isn't it?
Can't sit here and stare in sorrow. There is of our oral history. Pass your story to the children of tomorrow. Stand them in good stead so they will follow.
Sing strong.
The past must exist and the world.
shot. And he spears it and nails it as he brings it up to the boat. Up and down the river they go all night, looking for that blue or yellow tail mullet in sight. Sometimes they might spot that old Bill Gummel, so you'd better move on. I said you'd better watch out, you better move on before you come ease my you tonight.
Deadly track there. That's Mullet Hunting. That's Black Image. Big shout out Black Image. And they were at the performing at the Punapima 30-year celebration at the Cairns Hilton there a couple of weeks ago. And it was great to see those Deadly brothers. And a big shout out to all the mob there with Hopewell. This is your Deadly program, National Talk Black. Have your say and yarn up strong. Add to the conversation here. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Call that number. Yarn is yours truly, Trevor Tim, 20 Trev Murray from the Curry, live at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on Yidinji country. That's BBM Bummer Bib Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to News National Radio Service. All right, First Nations Introductory to University Pathways Program, Health Education Artists, is back for 2025. We're talking about CDU, Charles Darwin University, First Nation Introduction, and they have this program been running since 2023, established. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Grace Skian, CDU, Charles Darwin University Lecturer in Education and Indigenous Knowledges. And also we've got online Royce Ramsamy, former program participant and current project assistant at Menzies. And a very good morning to both. We'll start with you, Grace. Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, morning, Royce. How are you? Can you both hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, lovely. Fantastic. I'll start with you, Grace. Who are your mob? Where are you from?
Oh, my name's Grace Gian. I am the academic coordinator of the First Nations Teacher Education Program here in Darwin. And I'm a non-Indigenous person.
And we claim you're my sister. That's good. How long have you been in that role, Grace?
Oh, a bit over a year now.
Oh, good. Training wheels off, so you're driving it very strong now.
Yeah, that's right.
And Royce, over to you. Former program participant. We start with you, brother. Who your mob? Where you from?
So I'm from that way myself, from Cairns.
Yes.
And then we basically moved up to Darwin when I was younger.
Yes.
And then basically been living here ever since.
Now, your current project assistant at Menzies. So
yes, at Menzies School of Health.
You did this this introduction, did you?
Yes.
Charles Darwin University, yep.
I started the Introduction to Pathways course in 2023.
Yes.
And due to me completing that course, that allowed me to enter into the current degree that I'm doing, which is a Bachelor of Biomedical Science.
Beautiful, fantastic. So you would have the thumbs up in regarding to young brothers and sisters out there to take on this introductory pathway. It's a good foundation to looking up and looking into the future for further education, yes?
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely a crucial element into starting your uni courses.
Mm-hmm. And get a taste of it in regard to uni, yes?
Exactly, yes. And if people don't like it, then they can possibly find an alternate pathway.
Well, they always say, if you're not happy where you are, change, you're not a tree. So you can move on, so fantastic. Grace, over to you. So tell us about the program. I mean, you're 12 months into your job, your role there, but this was established back in 2023. So the fact that it's continuing on and then it must be working, it's a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely. We've seen it since its inception. We've seen a big increase in student enrollment. So, yeah, it started off with pre-law, actually, even before 2023. And then since 2023, we've now got health, education, arts, STEM, engineering, business, cool. and accounting, all part of the program.
Fantastic. So they get a taste of it, and they look at all those different avenues, different industries as such, and then help them clear their mind up to which way they want to go. Is that how it works?
Yeah, I mean, the students choose kind of which strand or stream they want to join when they do the introduction course. So if they have an idea or they already work in education, say as an Aboriginal educator, and then they want to perhaps become a teacher, they would do the education stream, and so they get 2 weeks focused on that particular that discipline. Or if they're already working as a ranger, they might choose the STEM or the engineering stream and yes. go and do that two-week course. So that's how it works. People kind of choose the stream that they want to explore, and in particular, like health, they can get exposure to allied health or other different health professions, and then accounting and business, they get exposure to what that kind of discipline looks like.
Mm.
So the students kind of come in, and then they can get more exposure and understanding of what that actual field encompasses, and then they can make their decision.
A case of go a mile, see a mile. Royce, with yourself, tell us about how you're travelling as a uni student and the work that you're doing, and are you finding like there's support there for our Indigenous students enrolling?
Yeah, so I'm going all right over at uni. In my second year now.
Yes.
But I'm doing it part-time myself just to accommodate for the research work that I'm doing.
Okay.
So I work alcohol and other drug researchers, and I am also working with the Stay Strong Mental Health team.
Yes.
Alongside another internal pathways course into uni called the Ramachandran Centre at Menzies School of Health.
Talk about spinning about three or four plates. That's exactly what you're doing there, my brother.
Yeah, keeping busy.
Which is great. So talk about the support that you're getting. I mean, there is support in regard to First Nations students. Is there
yes.
like a network of Indigenous students working together and supporting each other?
Yes. So we do have the Gurumbi Centre, which is our Indigenous staff network at CDU, which stays in contact with every single Indigenous student, gives them a call about every semester to see how they're tracking.
Good.
And then also at work, we have our Indigenous staff who are also there to help us and guide us.
Yes.
Who have been in the workplace and are very knowledgeable in their areas and have been there for a long time.
Fantastic. Grace, in regard to the lecturers or the senior staff there, any First Nations staff, and are they at the table in support, or how does that work?
Oh, absolutely. We do have some First Nations staff, not all in the program, but we do have some.
Okay.
And, you know, for the education stream, we have First Nations Teacher Education Hub, which has got Aboriginal academics in there to support the program. And I know in health they have... they have Ian Lee, who supports the program there, so he's a cultural advisor. So each of the disciplines has Aboriginal staff and academics that can help the students and support them. And
sure.
we do kind of have tailored curriculum and kind of mentoring throughout the students' journey. Mm. We're looking at actually creating cultural mentors that support the students throughout their whole first year of study after the program.
Yes. There'd be support as well for the non-Indigenous lecturers in regard to like cultural awareness, that sort of stuff?
Yeah, we're just developing some co-design workshops at the moment for that to give those lecturers that knowledge that they're looking for in this space.
All right, so more importantly, Grace, how do students apply for the pathway, University Pathway Program?
Oh, it starts in mid-January, the first one at Casuarina, and then we have some later in the year in Alice Springs and Nhulunbuy. And there's other offerings in Katherine potentially as well. So they can apply... website. They can look it up. First Nations Introduction to University Program.
Yes.
Or there's they can kind of contact the First Nations Student Support Team at Gurumbay there at CDU, and they can help as well. So yeah, just jump onto the website and have a look, or if not the First Nations Student Support Team, just give them a call. They'll go above and beyond, I'm sure.
And that Pathways program, how long does it go for?
So it's two-week okay. study blocks.
Yes.
There's one unit in the first 2 weeks, which is the discipline specific, and where they learn all about kind of that specific field. Like I said, if they pick the education stream or the health stream, they learn all about that specific area. And then the next 2 weeks, so 2 weeks, and then usually we have a two-week break, and then they come back to the campus and study for another 2 weeks, and that one's called Communicating Diversity and Perspectives at University. And that one's about learning how to write an essay, how to research, how to reference, sure. learning the university platforms and that kind of thing.
Are they accommodating on site?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, yeah, it's all free. It's a free program. Students will get their travel paid and their meals and accommodation paid to come and do beautiful. The study.
Yeah, a great experience. Roy, so you would say thumbs up to all the mob out there, young ones, you're looking at further education, then look at having a taste by enrolling in the University Pathways program, you would think, Royce, yes?
Yeah, definitely thumbs up. A very great program if you're going to have a look at starting university.
Too deadly. Well, Royce, you're on your way, my brother, so thank you very much, and enjoy the journey. Grace, thank you for sharing, and let's get more of our students that way, get a taste of it, and have more tertiary Indigenous students travelling on the journey is what I'm thinking, yes.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you for your yarn, Grace. All the best to you. Royce, you take care, my brother, and we'll yarn soon,
you
guys.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Deadly yarn, beautiful yarn there. Royce Ramsamy, former program participant for the University Pathways program, now current project assistant at Menzies, and also doing his own studying as well, further education. And Grace Ski, and CDU lecturer in education and Indigenous knowledge. So look, fantastic. Up and running again, so do check it out on the Charles Darwin University Indigenous University Pathways program. And food for thought, your mob. Go a mile, see a mile. That's what it's all about. Look up, live your life to the fullest. Too deadly.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trek.
1-800-422-416.
Is to recognize the ignition of this nation. Hot to indigenize history's information. O is to overcome the obstaculizations. N is to nationalize this recognition in our nation. R is to recognize from the past the injustices. Recognizing the cost of what they did to our ancestors. Recognizing the pain that was felt and that was fought. Recognizing the distance from putting change into thought. Recognizing the sacrifice it takes to break a war. Recognizing the names of our elders up on the wall. Recognizing the fathers, how they passed down to their sons. Recognizing don't be the bullet, be the gun, son. Ah, to indigenize information on the board. Ah, to indigenize situations from afar. Oh, it's to overcome the obstacles of life. Overgliding like I was Greg Inglis in full flight. And it's to nationalize this recognition in our nation. Nationalize through education, reconciliation. Takes a generation to lead the nation. From the beginning, we're still here like the Southern Cross Constellation. Is to recognize the ignition of this nation. Ha, to indigenize history's information. Oh, is to overcome the obstaculization. And is to nationalize this recognition in our nation. Is to recognize the ignition of this nation. Ha, to indigenize history's information. Oh, is to overcome the obstaculization. And is to nationalize this recognition in our nation. Is to recognize we were sold when we were bought. Recognizing the history the children were never taught. Ah, to indigenize the way that we teach. Indigenize the way that our kids perceive the streets. Indigenize to debate the facts with no lies. Indigenize the amount of our constitutional rights. Intruding on conversations about our culture when it's white. Indigenize the intentions of turning day into night. Ah, to identify there's no law for sniffing paint. Ah, to identify institutionalized hate. Oh, it's to overcome a government that waits. Overcome the odds like you're a halo above the saint before it's too late. Remember, live before you take. Override the hate like you were Blade deciding fate. And it's for knowing me and never giving up. It's like we've taken the very last sip from the very queen's cup. Is to recognize the ignition of this nation. Ha, to indigenize history's information. Oh, is to overcome the obstaculization. And is to nationalize this recognition in our nation.
is to recognize the ignition of this nation. Ha, to indigenize history's information. O is to overcome the obstaculizations. M is to nationalize this recognition in our nation. Is to recognize. Ha, to indigenize. O is to overcome. M is to nationalize. R is to recognize. Ha, to indigenize. O is to overcome, and it's to nationalize.
People, my people, Aboriginal people, don't forget what we're fighting for. We are Aboriginal people of this land. Custodians, my people, Aboriginal people.
First Nations Connect is Telstra's phone line and service centre for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander customers. You can call our friendly team on 1800 444 403 if you have any questions about your Telstra phone or internet plan, or visit telstra.com and search First Nations Connect. That's 1800 444 403 and telstra.com. Search First Nations Connect.
Station sponsor.
The Australian Government's Future Made in Australia plan will create a stronger economy by making more things across our country. We'll make more of Australia's natural advantages and turn critical minerals into cleaner energy. We're investing in you to learn new skills and in manufacturing and technology to create well-paid jobs and a more secure future for everyone. That's a future made in Australia. To find out more about the plan, search Future Made in Australia. Authorised by the Australian Government, Canberra.
Station sponsor.
Yeah, Black Swan there. That's a singer, Ripu, here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? Daily number here, 1-800-422-416. Call the number. Yarn is yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dindji country, at BBM Bummer Bip Media, 98.7 FM, and go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. So looking at news, what's happening here in Australia, Aboriginal rangers race to save last sawfish Once found in tropical oceans around the world, the large-toothed swordfish range has shrunk by an estimated 60% in a decade. When a team of Aboriginal rangers scientists arrive at the Billabong, a shrinking oasis in the stretch of tropical savanna in Australia's Northern Territory, they knew the clock was ticking. It was September 2024, the harsh, dry season. Some meant evaporating water would strain the freshwater swordfish pups within days. At the Billabong's edge lay the dehydrated remains of swordfish that had already perished in the receding waters. And after catching the pups by hand and with nets, the scientists, including Peter Kine, note each pup's sex, placing a microchip under their skin while rangers splashed the animals with water to keep them moist. Over 2 days, and the team put 19 rescue pups into a water tank and drove them ashore, a short distance to the Daly River, releasing them into murky depths. There's no telling how many will survive, but for now they have a fighting chance, says Kine, a conservation biologist at Charles Darwin University in Darwin, the capital of Northern Territory. This 500 square mile region is well known for the outback and remote desert crisscrossed by several major rivers, including the Daly River. Without any doubt, those animals would have died without the helping hand, says Kine. Even if a small number make it to maturity, it's quite a significant for the critical endangered species. And there's a nice shot here of the Malik Malik Rangers and the two Kembe Rangers handling the swordfish back in September early this year. So doing their bit in regard to looking after swordfish and looking after our animals and our lands, marine life and what have you, is the fantastic work that the rangers across this country do. So big shout out to all our rangers, hats off to them, and too deadly to see. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Trendy Trev will sign off now for today's program, you mob. Thank you very much for your company. We're back in the hot seat again tomorrow. That deadly number, 1-800-422-416. Thanks for sharing. You can 24/7 text us as well, 045-714-0550. Otherwise, we've got a Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. Leave messages there. So, Too Deadly Mob. Enjoy the rest of your day. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong, and we'll yarn soon. Too Deadly.
Come, ya little bro, bro, come, ya, you run, go tell my lady. I go take a flop boat, go T.I., I won't be back till Friday. I'll buy your favorite chicken island rooster, one cotton, blow passion pop. So if you wait for me, Los Angeles Beach, if not, say see you won. If I know low boat, I low dinghy, you are cheap on island too. If you look sea white from long way, you savvy me ply, you cruising through. Whoa, yo, 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 come ya, little bro, bro, come ya, you run, go tell my lady. I go take a flip boat, go T.I., I won't be back till Friday. I'll buy your favorite chicken island rooster, one cotton, blow passion pop. So if you wait for me, Los Angeles, if not, say see you more. Cheap on island too. If you look sea white from long way, you sabi me fly, you're cruising through. Whoa, yo, 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 come ya, little bro, bro, come ya, you run, go tell my lady. I go take up the boat, go T.I., I won't be back till Friday. I'll buy your favorite chicken island rooster, one cotton, blow passion pop. So if you wait for me, Los Angeles, if not, say see you won't. Come ya, little bro, bro, come ya, you run, go tell my lady.
Tell my lady.
I go take a flip boat, go T.I., I won't be back till Friday.
buy your favorite chicken island rooster. One cotton blow passion pop. So if you wait for me, Lord Sandy, if not, say see you walk.